Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 12th of November. Summary of the New Birth, Part 1. Before we continue our overview of the lifelong process through which a believer obtains their eternal salvation, it will be helpful to summarize the steps that lead to new birth. We will consider the first summary points in today's devotions, and then we will consider the remaining points in tomorrow's devotions. Step 1. A person hears the gospel of God that is preached by the Holy Spirit through the ministry of Christ's messengers. Step 2. Prevenient grace from the Spirit accompanies the word, drawing back every influence that may otherwise affect a hearer's capacity to receive the gospel. They are enabled by the Spirit to receive the light of the gospel. Step 3. If the hearer does not resist the Spirit of grace, they will be illuminated by the gospel to see that they are dead in trespasses and sins and are under the judgment of God. However, they will also see that Christ is with them, having died this death for them. Step 4. As the hearer looks upon Christ in this manner and begins to fear God, they are enabled by the spirit of supplication to mourn with godly sorrow for Christ who died as an offering for their sin. This mourning leads to repentance and faith. By faith, the hearer accepts the reconciliation that Christ accomplished for them and believes God's word concerning his purpose for their life. Step 5. Through the regenerative capacity of the word, the hearer is made alive from being dead in trespasses and sins as they keep the commandments of Christ that are proclaimed to them. In so doing, they demonstrate that they love Christ. Step 6. For this reason, the Father loves them and Christ also loves them. The Father sends the person of the Son to dwell in the heart of the hearer. The Father also comes to abide in their heart, for the Son and the Father are one. And step 7. The Son prays to the Father, asking him to send the Holy Spirit to the hearer. The Holy Spirit is sent to dwell with the hearer and in the hearer. For further study, Romans chapter 10.